Overnight, news broke that 20 soldiers have died in a clash between Indian and Chinese troops along the border between the two countries in the high-altitude region of Ladakh. It's the latest row in a decades-long disagreement on where each territory begins and ends. The border between India and China covers more than 3,000 kilometres. It's one of the world's largest unresolved borders, and it's defined by what's called the line of actual control, defined in 1950 when India and China established diplomatic relations. Panendra Jain is adjunct professor from the Department of Asian Studies at the University of Adelaide. He spoke to The Wire's Sarah Martin about what prompted yesterday's skirmish.
These things together might have triggered the response as we are seeing in this month. The situation is that there have been skirmishes, there have been standoffs, but not loss of lives. And this is for the first time in the last several decades that this has happened. And this has raised the temperature both in Beijing and in Delhi.
As both countries are emerging powers with huge military capabilities and populations, what does this mean for the global community?
China is India's largest trading partner. China has got a lot of investment in India. And since the current Prime Minister, Mr. Narendra Modi, came to office, he has visited China many times, and the Chinese president, Mr. Xi Jinping, visited India a few times, and they have had very good personal relationship. And one would think that the relationship between China and India would become better and better, but what we are seeing, it is not. So we need to read this situation in the larger geostrategic changes which are happening around the region and around the world. India in recent years has become closer to the U.S., or you might say the Western camp, while still maintaining what it calls a strategic autonomy. And maybe China does not like India to become too close to the United States. We can see that there is a bit of trust, distrust, and the old border dispute that remains, and that becomes a flashpoint between the two sides. But I'm sure through diplomatic and military dialogue, they will come to some kind of resolution.
So what next steps do you think you would see being taken to secure and further define that border along the line of control?
Well, I think it's very hard at this stage for them to sit down and define the border, but what they want to do is to go back to the status quo. Already the Indian side is claiming that China has already occupied 60 square kilometers of the Indian territory in this particular incident. And India does claim that China has acquired thousands of kilometers of land from India. So the dispute is not going to go away anytime soon. I'm not sure whether at this stage the heads of government of these two nations are planning any meetings between them. Interestingly enough, India, China and Russia, they have got a trilateral dialogue process, and on 22nd of June, the foreign minister of Russia, China and India, they are going to meet. So it gives us very conflicting signals. On the one hand, you have trade dependency, you have got economic relationship, prime minister and presidential visits to each other, trilateral between India, China and Russia, and yet there are not just military standoff, but several military personnel have lost their lives on the Indian side and possibly on the Chinese side as well. So this is quite a difficult and a very tangled relationship, not easy to solve in the immediate future. But the main thing which they need to do is to de-escalate and go back to their line of actual control.
Adjunct professor from the Department of Asian Studies at the University of Adelaide, Panendra Jain.